Earth building to me seems easier, like easier to understand and easier to work with to me.
The whole idea was to try and create a whare in earth because of our experiences of building on earth, and we wouldn't want to build any other way terms of sustainability and maintenance and health and the materials used. Richard kept researching more and more and more on how we can do that, and it becomes a need, like he was saying, there's a need for houses on Papakāinga and for our whānau, but the need is to have something that's affordable. And so our original concept was to do a house that's affordable, which is under 100k. So as we went down the whole process of development, it was getting to the architects and the engineers that a dome would be the way to go. A dome should be try and get that through the building code, New Zealand building code, which is not, but we were trying to push for that so that we could have low cost, sustainable, low maintenance and affordable homes for Māori to build on their own whenua. That's what the drive was. But the other benefits would be, so low maintenance and easy to fix, as opposed to materials that are out there for houses now that have been used and only have like a 10 to 15 year warranty on materials. So, you know, you build chipboard houses, they're going to be rotten in 10, 15 years, and so you're going to have to renovate or buy something else or try and sell or whatever. You know, it doesn't have any longevity. It's the health and safety of it, they're solid. They breathe, so you don't get mold and stuff. So for kids with asthma and things like that, it's really good. The actual building itself, it holds sunlight and warms it in with thermal mass, so you get free heating from light, keeps them warm in the winter and cool in the summer, so you know you don't have to have massive heating bills or anything like that. Cheaper materials, they're off the whenua, so you know you're building with papatūānuku and instead of cutting trees down and killing it, you know, there's all of that kind of give and take. And yeah, our maintenance plan, like we did up a maintenance plan for 125 years. Yeah, cycle of repair. And you just can't get that. I mean, these earth homes and stuff, earth buildings are all around the world and been there for hundreds, if not thousands of years, like the Romans and things like that. You can see them. And a lot of the Europeans don't find it strange at all. They're quite familiar with it and have lived in them, so they're like, yeah, why not? Develop a dream that all the whānau are going to build and buy into. You know, we all know that there's huge pockets of multiply owned Māori land that's unutilised around the country, especially in Paetokerau and on the east coast. I think they've got the biggest packet, pockets of lands that's not being used. And meanwhile, the whānau are on the streets, you know, so it's like, get back and do that. Talk to the whānau, and whānau should be focusing on what we can do, my opinion, what we can do to draw our whānau back and make our own communities strive again and live.